Yay. Going to be one of those days, isn't it? Very exciting. Oh, we've got big kids and babies, all sorts. Was anyone here last week to hear the story? Anyone? No, you weren't here last week? Last week, I think the story was, does anyone remember, any of the big kids remember what the last week's story was? Lynn? That's right. It was about Jesus and the loaves and the fishes and how he did that miracle and fed, was it 5,000 people that time or 4,000? Five plus. Well, today I'm going to tell you another story about Jesus. I'm going to sit way down here so I can get my things. And I want you to see if you can guess what it is before I start telling it. Something, what? This is what I've got in here to help get the idea. What would that story about Jesus have to do with a poor bear that looks a bit hurt, doesn't he? What do you think? Got any ideas yet? Another hint? Poor bear. He's okay. The boys can get him. Something else? Come on, what am I going to tell you about today? Yes, maybe somebody that's sick. I've got all heaps of sick stuff in here. I've got Band-Aids. I've got medicine. I've got a way to give yourself some medicine. I've got...
I don't think I like today's story.
All this stuff that should be telling you that I'm going to tell a story. Oh, what's in here, do you think? What do you reckon this is?
Blood pressure.
Oh, yeah, look. All of that stuff should be giving you the hint that I'm going to tell a story or read a story about Jesus and a little girl and a poor, frail lady. Do you know what frail means? You're weak, sick, and she was so frail because she'd been sick for a very long time, years and years and years and years and years. So it's a story about a little girl and a frail old lady, sort of like both ends of the spectrum, young and old. There once was a little girl who didn't get out of bed one morning. Hope this isn't you. She didn't get out of bed one morning. Or the next. In fact, she didn't get out of bed for a whole month. She was really sick and no one knew how to make her better. And, of course, we've got all the modern stuff here that helps us to get better. But in those days, you were on your own. Jairus was her daddy and he loved her. One day he was sitting by her bed holding her hand, wishing there was something he could do. "I know," he said. He jumped to his feet and put on his coat, kissed his daughter, ran down the steps, past the servants, out of the house, through the gates, along the road, into the town, up the steps and into the... Where do you think he went? Into the temple. He fought his way through all the people until at last he found who he was looking for. I think you know who he was looking for, don't you? Jesus. He was falling at Jesus' feet. "My daughter," he pleaded, "please." But he didn't need to beg because before he even finished speaking, Jesus reached out his hand and helped him up. "I'll come at once," said Jesus.
"This way.
Look.
Come and say hello."
Oh, wow. Look
at that. Hi.
Don't eat the book.
Or not.
Jairus' eyes filled with tears. Jesus was coming. "It'll be all right." In those days, of course, they didn't have ambulances, so they all had to go on foot. Jesus' helpers knew that he would heal the sick girl, but they got to hurry. If Jesus didn't get there soon, it'd be too late. Don't forget, she's been in bed for a month. But everyone was in the way, hustling and bustling and pushing and shoving and squishing. Suddenly, and here comes the next bit of the story, Jesus stopped. His friends looked back. What was he doing? Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
No.
"Who touched me?" "Me," said a frail old lady looking down at the ground because she was ashamed. The poor lady had been sick for 12 years. That's a long time, isn't it?
We can't see the story from here.
Well, 12 years. Oh, now where am I up to? She knew if she only touched Jesus' coat, she would be healed. So she touched his coat and was instantly better. We don't have, don't forget, the dad's still there. He wants Jesus to come and help his daughter. "We don't have time," Jesus' friend said, but Jesus always had time. He reached out his hands and gently lifted her head. He looked into her eyes and smiled. "You believed," he said, wiping a tear from her eye, "and now you're well." Just then Jairus' servant rushed up to Jairus. "It's too late," he said. "Your daughter is dead." Jesus turned to Jairus. "It's not too late," Jesus said. "Trust me." At Jairus' house, everyone was crying, but Jesus said, "I'm going to wake her up." Everyone laughed at him because they knew she was dead. They knew. They'd seen plenty of dead people before. Jesus walked into the little girl's bedroom, and there, lying in the corner in the shadows, was the still little figure. Jesus sat on the bed and took her pale hand. "Honey," he said, "it's time to get up." And he reached down into death and gently brought the little girl back to life. The little girl woke up, rubbed her eyes as if she just had a big sleep, and jumped out of bed. Jesus threw open the shutters and sunlight flooded the dark room. "Hungry?" he said. She said, "Sure." Jesus said, "Bring this little girl some breakfast." Jesus helped and healed many people like this. He made blind people see. He made deaf people hear. He made lame people walk. Jesus was making the sad things come untrue. He was mending God's broken world. And he still does. And do you know what? The other thing about all those miracles that Jesus did was he's God with skin on, so he wanted to show everyone about God. God's personality was Jesus, God with skin on. And also, anyone can say they're God, but you have to prove it. And that's what he did. He proved it, he showed his love, and he proved it. So that's the story. And you guys can read that in your Bible too. You're old enough to do that. Can we pray? Jesus, I thank you for all the kids here listening to the story, and all the big people too. And I pray that they will know that Jesus is God with skin on, and he loves us and he cares for us, and we can talk to him anytime. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening, guys.